Take me back and tell me what you remember when you were on the home front in Minnesota,
Right.
what you remember about your life at that time, maybe about rationing or bonds or anything like that.
We we went through the rationing and all that, conserving things during the war. And we, of course, we were very close to that, and my brother being in it, you know, and two brothers I had in it. We were very close to it. My mother was very concerned all the time during that. It was a very strain. You know, especially when we heard of Tom's life.
Go back. Do you remember when he shipped off, when your brother Tom
Yes, I
shipped off?
do.
Tell me about that.
Well, it we in the first place, they usually came to Mankato, and we'd have to take them back to Mankato. That's where his group went, and it was kind of very painful for all of us to see him go and such. And that's the last that we saw. You know, we it was just devastating.
Do you remember on that day any smells or sounds or anything that your senses picked up that you remember?
Well, my mother said she can still hear him coming up the driveway whistling like he used to do at home when he parked down below in our driveway, and that we missed. We missed. He was always cheerful and happy-go-lucky and very very much interested in making his things known, his thoughts and stuff, he would say, you know. And he loved the Roosevelt, and he just was a very outgoing person, and we all miss that greatly. And he was the opposite to my other brother. He was very quiet, and but Tom had friends all over. He went to Chicago, was a young person, and worked and stayed with his aunt for a while, and then he decided that he would go into the service, because he said, you know, I really everyone thought that it would be terrible if he was drafted and all that. Well, he was never drafted. He always signed up. And my mother was feeling bad about that because he was 17. And but he said, "I'm just doing what I want to do, Mom. And I know it's my duty to do that." And so that was, you know, he was very much for everyone to taking their turn.
How much older?
4 years.
Oh, so you were 13. You were just a teenager when he was. Okay.
Well, that was, but like I said, he said, you know, that's one thing I want to do, and I don't feel sorry for me, because I'm doing exactly what I want to do. He was very much dedicated to be in the service.
Tell me, how much communication did you have with him when he was shipped out?
We'd get these emails and whatever they used to call them, and
Some letters, maybe.
yes, and of course my mother was a Gold Star mother. He was really dedicated person, and my other brother was young, very young, younger than Tom and younger than me, and he was entirely opposite. He wasn't an outgoing person, and he's still like that, you know. So they were different personalities, and Tom was didn't get along very well with his father either, because he was very up and coming and into everything all the time. He was more like a leader. And Jack was, the young brother was entirely different. But they were very much, he loved his brother very much. It was real hard on him.
Could you tell me how Tom was killed? What happened?
Well, we tried to find, we found a couple Marines that knew him afterwards, one of which we met. And he had him pegged pretty well and as to what kind of a personality he was. Very outgoing and very, yeah, he was into everything and more of a leader. And, yeah, he had a lot of friends, girlfriends and boyfriends. He'd go to visit his aunt in Chicago, and they had a big time with Tommy, he'd call him.
You know that he was, as I understand, he was killed in Saipan.
Yes, he was killed in Saipan. It was that it was hit in the head, and they didn't, to us, they didn't go into it at all. And his body was brought back. My mother wanted him to be brought back, and he laid to rest in this little cemetery down in St. Mary's. And my mother requested that, and he was came was escorted by the Marines, brought him back to where he was to be buried in the cemetery in St. Mary's, Minnesota.
Do you remember his funeral?
Yes, they didn't carry out much at the funeral. The body came in, and the Marines were with him, escorted down there, and one was with him until he was put down. And it was horrible. Yeah, just feel like, you know, he just dropped down in a hole, and we never saw him again. Well.
Did your mom keep the gold star up in the window for a long
Oh
time?
yeah. My mother was active in the Gold Star Mothers there. Yes, it was a big loss. You used to hear about it, you know, but I never, you know, when it hits home, it's something else again.
Other than being concerned for your brother, and your family being consumed with worrying about him and how he was doing, and then mourning his loss, then when that happened, do you remember what it was like living during this time period? The patriotism, or is anything that stands out to you?
I know one thing that stood out for, you know, the way they were taking, drawing and taking, you know, who would be going and who would not be going. And I know my mother was coming out of church one day and was kind of she was very down, you know, and some lady said to her, "Well, I think it's all right for these kids to go that don't have money and stuff, if they never had a farm or anything. They can take them." But, you know, oh, my mother just about collapsed on the street to say such a thing to her, you know. When I remember that, I guess I'll always remember it, because my mother came home crying, and they wouldn't be taken if they were a poor kid. Yeah, it stuck with me quite a while. My mother was all shook up about that remark. Yeah.
Your life went on, and you became a nurse.
Yes, I did. I always wanted to be a nurse, and when after I graduated from high school, I went to St. Mary's in Rochester, and finished from there as a nurse. Took my RN and stuff, and I've retired a few years ago now. I'm graduated from St. Mary's in Rochester and did every kind of nursing.
Why did you want to become a nurse? Do you remember why that was?
Well, it could be, and I had a aunt that was a public health nurse in the South for many years, and I used to go down and help her now and then when it got real busy and do different things for her, and I loved her greatly. So it might have been from my Aunt Jean. Although I, from very young, as a matter of fact, I wasn't out long from high school before I went down to Rochester, was interviewed, and they took me in, and I worked down there and was down between the clinic. And.
Did you ever work with veterans?
Oh, yes. So I worked at the veterans for a short time before I was married. I worked there for a little while. You know, that was mostly in the confused rooms and stuff that I
in psychology?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What was that like, working with those patients?
Well, it was, there was an awful lot of it at that time. And I was pretty well into nursing, so it wasn't too hard for me for it. But it was psych nursing, and, you know, it's a different type of nursing, really. Mm-hmm. And I didn't go into that afterwards. I did all types of nursing, almost all. I sent three people to college. Three different people while I was working. Uh-huh. My husband, too. University of Minnesota. He's a grad. And I have a son that's a dentist.
Tell me about working with those veterans that were in
psych,
psych veterans. Yeah.
Well, it was an awful lot of mental things, but not as many as there is now, I guess. It's a big field. That's now, that's coming back and stuff. And of course, I haven't worked now for years, but it was very interesting. But most of the real severe ones went to St. Cloud from our place. And they had a complete units of the psych nursing there. But we've come a long ways since some of that. It's very hard. Hard for families at home, and
back then, did you work with the families too? Did you meet them?
Some of the times I did, some didn't, but we were in close contact to them. That's for sure.
Do you remember any of those veterans? Any of their specific stories or elements they were suffering from at all?
I had a little experience with one of my brothers who was in it. Another brother, and it was walking at night. He'd get up and walk at night and walk around the house and very nervous things like that. And some of them would talk at night, you know, about thinking they were over there and on the noises and the sounds at night. It's very hard on my mother.
And this was your younger brother also served?
Mm-hmm. It's my younger brother. He was very nervous when he came back, but he's got it all straightened out after he was back a while. And my husband, well, he wasn't my husband then, but I think they all have a tendency to be a little bit nervous from that strains and that comes back to them in their dreams and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Is there any other experience that you'd like to share from that time at all? Anything from your lifetime that you'd like to share?
Not too much. We were always so happy. Our grandmother, my grandmother, lived in St. Joel, Missouri, and I used to go down there quite often, and she'd always let me, that was working with my, trying to go to be a nurse type from, and she used to do quite a bit with me, let me do office work and stuff when I'd go down and help her, and then we enjoyed that very much while I was going through that. Let's see. While I was down there, I broke my bone in my foot, and so that gave me quite a bit of time off, and so I went and got to see different types of nursing and stuff while I was down there. That was real educational for me, and she was a public health nurse, and that was interesting to me. I had some of that, and I've had all types of nursing now. And most of my, I'd go down to Rochester and get most of that.
How many years were you a nurse then?
I've been a nurse, still am a nurse,
Okay,
once a nurse.
yeah. Always a nurse, yeah.
I've been a nurse quite a few years.